What's up, everybody? So, this is exciting. The first time that I've ever done this in a semi-professional setting. As usual, there was a huge gap from the last time that I did it, but I got a lot of exciting new stuff to talk about, so I'm just going to get right into it. 2024 is all about doing more stuff, not by myself. So, with that being said, I decided to make the podcast officially not just me, but some of you guys have heard Amber on here before, so my good friend Amber Rose is going to be on here regularly now. Amber, hey.
Hey.
And then we're also going to have homie Bosch, which he said he was totally good for today, but he is not here because he told us today that he thought it was Monday. Seems like a lot of shenanigans to me.
Well, it was Monday originally.
I know.
He's playing an April Fool's joke on us.
He is. But he's not here, though.
Just a day early.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, and then we got homie Ryan as our producer. He's running our sound. He'll be checking in on, we can do our, you know, if we got any searches or anything or music or, and Ryan's going to do the sounds too, you know, like the,
dun dun dun.
Yep, or like, you know, like the boxing bell, you know, or like the boing sound or whatever, you know. It starts to get racy and dicey in here. But anyway, say what's up, Ryan.
Hey, man. Hey.
Hey, everybody. All right, so let's just get right into things here. What's been going on? What's been going on? What's up with you, Amber? Tell people about what's a typical day in the life for Amber.
Well, there's no typical day in the life, but it's always busy.
Busy with what?
I own a home staging and interior design company, so every day is different. We're out there making people's houses beautiful, you know, dealing with clients and such, sometimes crazy clients.
Well, have you had anybody crazy recently?
I did have this, we did an owner-occupied staging for this Marine, this old Marine guy this past week, and that was pretty entertaining.
Was he all Marined out?
All Marined out. Like, you know, old Marines are, like, really into being a Marine. So he had lots of memorabilia all over the house, like way too much for my liking. He had a girlfriend who had a cat, and he didn't like the cat. She's a new girlfriend.
How old are we talking here?
Probably in his 80s.
Okay.
But
he had himself a lady too?
They're newly dating. And I said, oh, your cat's cute. And what's his name? And he's like, his name's Cat. I don't know. It's Charlie. Something like that. And I was like, oh.
He doesn't want anything to do with that cat.
It wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. And I was like, all right. So that's cool. But he was not like not feeling it. He didn't want us to move any of his stuff. We were trying to get it ready for photos for him to sell his house. And he was just not digging it. Not digging us being there. Not digging us touching things.
Doesn't he know he's going to have to, like, pack it all up and, like, move? Like?
Yeah, but he doesn't want to. But I think one of the there's two really funny things is, one, we were giving us the tour of his house and I was trying to get to him to tell us, you know, like, what don't you want us to touch? Like, what are you okay with us putting away?
Okay, sure.
And we're in his office and he's like, yeah, I work for the government and it's, like, really top secret stuff. So that's why all these computer screens are black, because I can't have you seeing what's going on. And Annabelle and I just kind of looked at each other like, we were just under the impression that they were black because that's what computer screens do when you don't touch them for a while.
Facts.
You know, but he was like, yeah, just top government stuff. Can't see it. And then I wanted to move this, which I didn't know what it was. It was in a sock, like a long sock. And I was like, hey, is that like a gun or, you know, what? Can I move it? I think it was a bayonet, maybe a bayonet, like a sword, like a long sword, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he told me, there's no guns in this house. I can kill people with my bare hands. I'll slice their head off with my whatever that tool is called.
Holy moly.
And I was like, okay, all right. But yeah, it was, he was entertaining. His,
what's this gentleman's name?
His name was Mark.
Mark, oh, that's not that exciting.
Yeah. But top government, secret government things. And I was like, I wouldn't even know what I was looking at if your screen had been on. Like, unless it said aliens right there on the screen, like, big.
Right.
Like, or, I don't know, like, I would have no idea what I was looking at. I just assume, like, top government secret stuff is, like, what you see in movies with all of those, like, little, like, numbers and letters just, like, popping up, like, on the screen. Like, nobody's even going to understand that unless they're looking for it anyways.
Yeah, you got to have, like, the code. You got to know the lingo.
Yeah, so it was pretty funny.
I wonder what he's up to. What kind of top secret stuff is this 80-year-old man with a new girlfriend doing?
He wasn't feeling us, though. We'd ask him if we can move something, and he was like, no. And then I was like, do you mind if I move that Barbie doll? He had, like, this doll in a box on top of his china cabinet. And he's like, first off, it's not a Barbie. It's a family heirloom. Oh. And I was... I just looked at Annabelle, and Annabelle's like, great, Amber, great. You're... Well, it looks like a fucking Barbie doll to me, buddy. So he's like, yeah, but I was like, so do you mind if I take it down? And he's like, just be very careful. It's an heirloom. I'm like, it looks like it's from 1988. Like, it's not that old. It was like an Irish, like, doll in a box that happened to be, like, a Barbie doll box. It, like, looked like it was a Barbie doll at one point. So, yeah, he also had a piece of 200-year-old, like, slate that had one of those creepy clowns on it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, those clowns that were, like, really popular. Like, the artwork where the clown was always, like, sad.
Oh, yeah.
It had, like, one of those painted on it. And he's like, this piece of slate tiles, 200 years old. And he had, like, some weird marine stuff with the clown painted on it. And he doesn't let anybody touch it. So he's like, I barely touch it. So he's like, don't touch that.
Wow.
And we're like, noted. Not going to touch it.
That is interesting. What a character.
He was a character. So, you know.
You got it staged, though?
We did the best that we could with what he would allow us to touch.
Right. You think he went and just rearranged everything after you guys left?
I don't know.
I'll put things back where I like them.
He got offended that I said, you know, we should tidy up some of this clutter. So before we left, he was like, I just, you know... I keep a very clutter-free home, you know. I already tidied up before you guys got here. And I was like, yeah, he was offended by me saying that word, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Before we left. Yeah, he had those, like, little bulldogs outside with, like, little Marines, like, statue bulldogs, not real bulldogs, with, like, Marine, like, real Marine collars on them. Hmm. Like, maybe he had bulldogs at one time. I don't know why a bulldog's associated with, like, the Marines, do you?
I don't. I think it's just because it's, like a muscular-looking, like, badass dog, you know?
I guess. They can, like, barely breathe, though.
Yeah.
Not really that cool.
It doesn't seem like he'd be a very capable soldier.
A cane corso would have been, like, a badass dog to have as, like, your mascot. Like, bulldogs are just, like...
they're all kind of fat and slow.
Yeah, like, what?
They are. They remind me of like a big fat Italian guy who smokes cigars.
Yeah, named Dino.
Named Dino. Yeah, he's just like gross. And he's always got like a bunch of stains on his wife beater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he wears. Wife beater.
That's all he wears.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like old, dingy brown dress slacks.
Yeah, that fall off of him.
They're always falling off.
Always.
He's got suspenders though. That's what keeps him up.
The suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Got a big round belly.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much the most exciting person that I had in a little bit.
I feel like when I asked that question, I don't know what you're going to say, obviously, but I feel like you delivered. That was good.
I do have another military guy who is a design client who's actually driving me bananas. Because really? He's so, like, micromanaging. Like, he just can't let go. Mm-hmm. And he's... actually told me that he is going to quit his job. He's a contracted government, whatever he does now, top secret. He used to be an Army special ops guy.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that he's going to quit and be a life coach. I don't think he should, because he can't figure his own shit out. And he's the most indecisive person I've ever met. But yeah, he's going to be a life coach.
How do you go about doing that?
I don't know, lots of tea ceremonies, I think. Journaling, meditation, and then boom, you're a life coach after that.
And then people will just hit you up.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, man, what do I do?
Yeah. But he won't let me do my job. And he actually told me before he left for Africa last week, again, he said, I'm just going to give it up, complete control, and I'm just going to let you do what I'm paying you to do. And then 3 days in, he's like, I can't. When I get back, I'm just going to handle the rest of it myself. And I was like, cool. You're wasting my time. Thanks for the money. But I think that would be best if you just take care of it. Because it's like the attention to detail, the simplest little things, he just picks it apart. Jeez. Like a ceiling fan, for instance. We got him new ceiling fans, but the light's not dimmable. Can't be dimmable. And he's literally just... he can't handle that it's not dimmable.
He can't let it go.
I'm like, there's different settings on the light, and you can like change the color so it makes it a little bit, you know, less what you want it to be. And he's just hung up on the can't be a dimmable fan. And he approved the light, which is the funniest part. I'm like, you looked at the light, you checked it out, told me it all looked good, you loved it, and now he's picked it apart. And
so are you gonna have to take it down?
The handyman has to take them all down.
Oh, put up no new way. Oh my god.
Because they're not dimmable, and he thinks they may just be a little bit too bright for the room, and the way the fan is positioned, the light's positioned in the room, it's just gonna shine in people's eyes.
Oh, well, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Wow.
We went through like 25 different rugs.
Good lord.
Yeah, and then he ended up buying himself one from Lowe's that he picked, and I was like, I'm so happy I spent all that time sourcing rugs for you. So yeah. These are things that people don't know about the design world, and they only see the finished product. They don't get to see all of the thousands of hours of sourcing and clients being like, well, I don't know. Like, I think it's too white, but that one's just too ivory. Can we find something that's in the middle?
Good lord.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, drive me bananas for sure.
Some people are really, really intense and picky. And then other people, you do things and they're like, I love everything.
They're so easy.
Yeah, they're so easy.
They're just so happy.
And obviously, those
there.
Are the ones we like.
No kidding. Yeah.
But you can't have them all like that.
Lots of different people out there.
Mm-hmm. What's been going on with you?
Well, let's see here. I've been doing the handyman remodeling thing. Everyone knows about that, and I had a terrible year last year. It was terrible. I don't know what happened. I feel like I was promoting, paying for ads, doing my normal thing. Everything was fine, and then all of a sudden, it just stopped working. It doesn't work. I don't get calls the way I used to. I don't know. And it was just like a super rough year all the way around. So I got a job as and it's an office job, and I never thought I'd have that. But honestly, it's been pretty cool. It's nice people, and no one really, you know, is like on my back. No one's looking over my shoulder. Everyone just like lets me do my thing, and everything's going smooth. But I gotta say, I don't know how long I'll be there. I can already kind of start feeling like like today's Sunday, right? I'm going to go tomorrow. And I do sort of feel like there's a part of me that's like, if I could think of something else to do instead of that, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that starts, I already know what it is.
But it's a good job.
It is a good job.
And you like the people, and you're doing a good job.
All those things are true.
So
might as well stick with it.
Stick with it for now.
Until
you figure out what that is. Until you got a solidified plan in motion.
That's right. That's the way to do it. But I did find, this is very exciting. Some people know, you guys definitely know, I have been looking for an investor for real estate for like 3 years probably. because I want to invest in real estate. That's what I want to do with my life. That's how I want to like bring in money, at least probably the main way. And I don't have the capital, but I think I can do the rest. So it either is going to take me a while to just build up my own capital or find an investor. And I think I finally found one who's down. He's going to be getting back to me like this week. I'm excited to see what he has to say.
So what's the first step? Oh, what's the first step?
Jeez.
You hit yourself in the face?
I did, yeah. That's what you don't want to do. The first step would be, well, I already did the first step. I emailed. I called him and talked to him. And then he was like, email me what you're thinking. And he said, don't make it too long because I don't have a lot of time to read a lot of shit. So I like wrote this. I wrote a whole email and then I edited it down and made like bullet points and made it shorter. And I think it's pretty good. And I just told him, I was just completely open. I told him exactly how like the ideal situation would be for me. And I said, I'm really open to any kind of business opportunity that would allow me to do what I want to do. It just, this is the one I have in my head right now, you know? I think this one will work. And so he's like going to talk to his guy and then see what he can come up with or what they can come up with. And then he's going to get back to me.
So what is that thing
that I want to do?
Yeah.
I want him. It's not top secret. I want him to invest in a property that I rehab and we flip it.
Okay.
And then
as a hard money lender.
And yeah. Yep. And then I'll just reinvest whatever my percentage is, until we're equal and then we can keep going, or I can just do it on my own once I'm set if he doesn't want to, you know, continue. And then from there, you know, like, Bosch will need work. Homies will need work. So, whenever they hit me up for work, I'm just going to get them to work on the house.
Nice.
Yeah. And then flip it, and I'll use that money to do it again and again until, ideally, what I'd like to do is have all the homies work on the home, do their thing that they do on the home, make good money, right, make their living, but then also invest in the next one, even if it's just a little bit, right? So then they're a 10% partner for the next home. So they get their normal pay for the work they do plus a 10% return. And then they can be 20, you know, and then eventually all the homies just work on the homes and we all own our own properties. We never work on anything outside. We only work on our shit. And we all make money. We all have short-term, mid-term, and long-term rentals that we can maintain. So there's work in that, and then we always have a flip.
Okay, so nobody works on anything else?
I mean, they can, but ideally we would have, like, they wouldn't really need to. They'd just work on their own investment.
Yeah.
Which would be ideal because they're invested.
And it gets done faster.
Yeah.
So.
And then we all make money.
And you should film it.
And
so,
that's a great idea.
Not to, like, steal your shine here, but I forgot to tell you that I was on an episode of a show called Zombie House Flippers on A&E Television.
Cool.
It aired yesterday, and I can't watch it because I don't have A&E Television, so I can't sign in. They sent me a link to watch it for today, but you still have to have it or like have the app to sign in. But it's a local guy, the guy that they're following, who does flips around here.
Oh, cool.
And honestly, it's not anything that great. So I'm saying this now, but disclaimer, you know, what I mean is I've seen better flips. Mm-hmm. It's just that he has a TV show somehow. I don't know how all of that came about him being like the guy for like this area. But I was like, all right, that's cool. I think that there's definitely better people that would have been suited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in my opinion, I didn't think that anything was very spectacular. Mm-hmm. I didn't think the work was spectacular. But it was a cool opportunity, and now I can say I've been on A&E Television.
Yeah, that's badass.
But it's cool because you're like all your friends, you know. It would be like you and all of your friends, and we're funny.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah.
Besides, like this guy who brings in, you know, 9,000 different workers that he probably doesn't even know
for sure
to do all of this stuff. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'd be cool if it's the homies and we film it. We could make like a whole thing of it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Chase would have fun.
Yeah.
Chase can do it.
Yep.
Chase is Bosch's cousin. And he does media stuff for our band, the Dove Collectors. I was getting ready to say Buckle Rashes. It's a different band that I was in a long time ago. But yeah.
Well, that's cool.
That would be super fun. Yeah, I think it would be cool. I don't know where along the lines I started just like rolling everybody into it, but that's just how I picture it.
Everybody's doing it now. Nobody has a choice.
I'm like, you already need the work, right? So you might as well just come do this work.
Yep.
Work's work. As long as you get what you want to get paid.
True.
And then, ideally, we do it a few times, right? We work that system a few times, and then we all just get raises, basically. We all level up, right? We all get what it would equal to a promotion, and then we just put different people in the roles that we were in. So eventually, we all just basically run and oversee a property management and purchasing company. We have, you know, weekly or monthly meeting or whatever where the managers will just come tell us what's up, what the issues are, and boom. And we can just pivot and chill or do other things.
I feel like that's more like a weekly. What are the issues this week?
Probably, yeah.
What are the daily issues?
Especially if it gets that big where we're buying, you know, where we're working on 5 or 6 houses at a time.
Yeah. You know, it will be.
Or apartment buildings and stuff. Yeah. That's ideally like, you know, if we can just buy a building with 200 doors. Now we don't have to drive all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And people will always need a place to live, so. Just come on, live in my place. Yep. Now what else? The band's been doing good. I'm pretty fired up about the fucking Dub Collectors right now. We've been chugging along. Rystro, our fearless leader, who's also our engineer here, he wears many hats, has been banging out music, and it's all great, and it's all like very like niche and you know, organic, and people are digging it. We just played what's the thing called we just played?
Spring Break Reggae Fest.
Spring Break Reggae Fest, right. Ponce Inlet, right outside, yep. Daytona. And it was a good time. You know, while we played and we had people take just like cell phone footage and this and that. It wasn't anything like super pro. But we got it back, or you know, Ryan pulled it off social media or something like that. Somebody, whatever, we got a hold of the footage and it sounded so good. It sounded like, I was like, I don't know, I don't want to say surprised, like, but I was like pleasantly surprised, like, damn, that sounds really great. So it's super exciting. We had to let go of a keys player, Amber. I feel like we kind of all saw that coming.
For sure.
He's a family man. He wants to be with his family. And I don't want to hang out with his family. No offense.
Yeah, we're not going doing things.
I don't want to do that.
Nah.
I think, well, it doesn't matter, I guess. But anyway, yeah, we did part ways with the keys player. And, you know,
it doesn't matter. You guys sounded good without the keys. So, it just adds a little bit of flair. You don't need them.
Well, yeah, exactly. We don't need them right now. I think ideally we definitely want to have them. And, you know, like when we record albums, we'll have them whether we have a full-on keys player or not. But, you know, because it is like it's a big part of the sound. And, like, especially Ryan writes cool keys parts. But
Ryan writes cool everything parts.
Well, you know, you're kind of biased with that.
I'm not.
you might be just a tad. So what people don't know right now, I introduced Amber Rose as her individual self and Rystro as his individual
Ryan
self.
Ryan Rose.
But really, wow, okay. But really, yeah, it's you never know what to say, whose name to say first, right? We'll say the lady's name first. It's Amber and Ryan.
Rose.
Jury's still out on that one.
Jury, Ryan may change his name instead of Amber.
Yeah. Because he's progressive.
Is that right, Ryan?
Yep.
I think that's what they call it nowadays.
You're progressive?
He's progressive. Think about how many, like, more chicks you would have following the band. They'd be like, oh my god, that's so romantic. And that's...
I mean, Ryan Rose just kind of... And it hits. Have a cool name.
Ryan, that's a trap, bud.
But at the same time, no.
Not a trap.
She's like, think about all the many fans you'll get. She's just buttering you up, dude.
Yep. Because as soon as I put it out there on TikTok, because you know I'm TikTok famous. Just kidding, I'm not. I have like 50 followers. Yeah, whoa, I haven't posted anything in 2 years. But I will post that. I'll be like, it'll be one of those things where it's like, let me just tell you how cool my man is.
Oh, brother.
And then it'll go viral. And then girls will be like, and I'll be like, and he's in a band. And then the dub collectors would blow up overnight. Because of TikTok. Yep, because of TikTok.
Well, at least you, as long as you guys don't do the hyphen thing, I can't stand that stupid hyphen thing. I don't know why I hate it so much. I hate it when it's like too, like, my name is Janet Winslow Garrett. Fuck you, dude. Just pick one.
I don't actually mind that because I like my last name. And
yeah, but your name's Rose. You don't have a hyphenated last name.
No, but if I got married, then
you would want to keep it Rose Shadows?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, because I'm known for my business and
well, at least with you, you don't have a middle name, so you could do Amber Rose Shadows and it would be normal.
Yeah.
But you would still
look at the face he's giving me.
What?
He's like, this is going
the
on.
The misogyny is about to just unleash.
Ryan's like, wait till we get off the air.
I'm going to tell you how I feel about that. No. I'm a man. I deserve to be treated like a man.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking everybody's named Shadowins who lives under this roof.
Wait, I have a question.
Even Billy Shadowins. They're roommate.
You're
fucking Shadowins when you live
here. I have a question. Did anyone hear that today was like National Transgender Day or something? Or like, can you look that up? Yeah.
On Easter?
Yeah. So, side note, I went to church this morning with my mom because she asked me to go.
That's nice of you.
And I didn't want to be there, but, you know, I wanted to make my mom. I want to be there for my mom because, you know, my dad's not here. And
she loves you.
Yeah, and she loves me, and I wanted her to, you know, feel special. So I went, and the preacher said something about he, like, mentioned it about, I'm not going to get into it, about National something Transgender Day, but today is the day that Jesus rose from the dead, which is also bizarre, but... Is what does it say?
Yeah, today is International Transgender Day of Visibility.
Okay, what does that mean exactly? Like
of visibility.
That's what it's often referred to as TDOV or Trans Day of Visibility.
Often referred to. This
wait,
is
this
yeah,
new?
No, it's an annual event that's been occurring every March 31st since 2009.
Oh, okay, so this isn't a new thing. Then why is everybody up in arms?
Probably
because
it falls
Easter.
On Easter.
This
definitely.
Year. And God forbid Jesus share with anything.
Literally,
no, it's not his birthday.
Literally, God forbid.
Yeah, God forbid.
Literally.
It's not Jesus' birthday. It's the day he rose from the dead. Oh, I also, God. I had to share
yeah,
my...
It's Christmas. It's
my,
his birthday.
My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jay.
Christmas, you know, like,
call,
that's crazy.
I call him Jay.
In 2008, I had to share my birthday with Jesus being resurrected, and I wasn't happy about it.
You weren't?
No.
Do you think the trainees are upset about it?
They're upset about everything.
they're definitely upset I just said tranny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If you had a grandma and she was tranny, you could call her Tranny Granny.
Tranny Granny. Well, one day that'll be a real thing if they decide that they're going to stay trans, because, you know, there's a lot of people who decide that they're now that it's been a thing, I guess, for a long time, there's people who have transitioned that are now transitioning back into their original sex.
They want to go back?
Yeah. So, like, they may have transitioned into, like, a woman from being a man, and now they want to go back. And it's like, I forgot what it's called, but there's like a therapy now for like going back to the sex that you were. I mean, can you imagine like telling your parents, hey, you know, I'm going to transition from being a woman into being a man. And then 10 years later, you're like, I'm actually decided I want to be a woman again. Like,
oh my Lord.
I know. And it's like these are the reasons that people think that it's a hoax, or like a lot of you are just doing it for clout, or for like, because you're, yeah,
it's gonna lose its clout when people do weird shit like this. Like they're just, wow, I can't understand.
Like, there's definitely, for sure, 100%, I believe that there's people who are really like transgendered, you know, they were supposed to be the other sex, for sure. But it's just like being bi was in the 2000s, like all of a sudden everyone and their mom in like middle school is like, I'm transgender. Because they think it's cool and they want to fit in somewhere because they're not fitting in spaces where they normally would.
Is it that, right? Or is it like they – well, yeah, I think you kind of hit on it. Like, so, like, they're not happy with their life, right?
Yeah.
But they don't know why they're not happy with their life. And then this new trend comes and they're like, oh, shit, that's why.
Yeah. And it's just like they want to fit in somewhere. Like, it's the same thing with, like, kids being, like, saying they're gay. You know, it's like, maybe they're not really gay, but, like, they're not popular. They're like, somebody who's overshadowed by people. Like, they want to feel important, so they try to, like, put a label on themselves to help themselves, like, have a purpose, have a meaning. And since, like, being LGBTQA, da-da-da-da-da, is...
Are all those
really
the right letters?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what comes after the A, but...
There's more?
Yeah, there's more. There's more.
Holy cannoli.
I know. Alphabet, dude. Yeah, exactly. It's gotten to be a lot. Cat, dog, I don't know. Anyways, I think that they are like, oh, this is something I can associate with where I feel like I have a purpose, you know?
Like they're a part of something.
Yeah. And it's like, but you're not really a boy. I mean, there's too many occurrences of it for it to be like real, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, so
like too many all at once.
There's too many. Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
When I was in college, I took a study on like human sexuality and whatever, and like obviously it's scientifically proven that there are people who are born with both sexes, and at that point the parents get to choose what sex their child is going to be. And guess what? Sometimes the parents choose wrong.
They could choose
wrong. Yeah. So then those children, at an early age, they start exhibiting, you know, all of these things that are showing that they're not really connecting with, like, the sex that the parent chose. So, in turn, that's why these people are transgender. You know,
that's
they
where
decide,
it
that's where it starts. But you can't tell me that out of the population of people who are born, which I'm sure Ryan could look it up, what population is born with both sexes, that, like, everywhere in the world right now, like, there's kids who are like, oh, no, I'm supposed to be a boy, or I'm supposed to be a girl, or, you know, it's just, like, there's too many that I've been hearing about. Specifically, like, I know, off the top of my head, three people right now who have told me that, like, their brother or their sister is transgender, and I'm just like, how?
Dude, I have a friend who I grew up with. You guys have heard me talk about him. My boy, Willie, he was my roommate. Yeah, well, we went to high school together. We've known him since we were probably like 13 years old.
Now he wants to be a chick?
He's in transition. I think he's like pretty far along.
And how do you can't get your penis back. I mean, I guess you
can you put
you?
That back on?
Can you?
I don't think so. It's like, I'm sure they come up with something for women that transition to men. So I'm sure they have some sort of...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, women are.
I don't know how
women
well
are getting penises.
Work.
That's right, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Can we get Bruce Jenner on the line, please?
Just call him up.
Caitlin.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask.
Well, it's like the Matrix, right? The brothers that wrote the Matrix.
Are they transgender?
Both of them transitioned into women.
That's so bizarre.
Which is weird.
How could they have both?
I do not believe they're twins. I think they're a couple years apart.
It's so bizarre.
Twins would make sense, I guess. Maybe more sense than
like identical twins.
Yeah, because maybe they have, you know, they were born with, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Both genders, you know, as twins.
Oh man, that's wild.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but there's just too many occurrences.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, it was like when being bisexual was cool, and then all of a sudden everybody was bisexual that you knew, you know? Mm-hmm. And now nobody even talks about that anymore. Nobody's like, I'm bi. I mean, I don't hear people say that, but you know what I hear a lot is people saying, like, I'm
pan.
I love everyone. It's more about personality for me than, like, dick or vagina.
Really?
That's yeah, just, like, just, I like both.
That's just so not relevant, really. I just don't need to know your personality.
Yeah.
You can just have whatever down there.
And I'd be like, you know what? People's personalities change so much. It's like what you think you're attracted to for the first couple of months might not actually be even real. So then you've, like, what, you're, like, 6 months down the road, and then you just decide, oh, you know what? I actually am not attracted to your personality anymore.
Oh, man.
And also your dick.
And then also and the fact that you have a dick is now that I don't like your personality.
I really don't like your dick. Yeah.
Really. I was putting up with it before.
That's it's just weird. Oh, speaking of that, I mean, I don't think Tessa would mind us talking about her, so I don't think she's ever going to listen to it. But if she does, we're talking about you. And it's not bad. I love Tessa.
I don't know Tessa.
You do know Tessa.
Oh.
She used to work for me.
Hey, Tessa. Good to see you again.
Tessa was in a throuple.
What is that now?
She was in a throuple. So she was with a husband and a wife. She was like their third.
She was third wheeling it.
Yeah, and she doesn't really, you know, care for the guy too much. She really is just in it for the chick. But, they're Scientologists, which is fucking so bizarre. And
Scientology.
They're Scientologists, yeah. And now they've got
Scientologist
thruple. Yeah.
And are any of them trans?
No.
Okay.
None of them are trans yet.
But for now.
For now.
The jury's out.
But it's just so, like, so interesting to me, because I'm like, how do you navigate having, like, a third wheel in your relationship? Like, they're married, and then they just, like, brought Tessa in, you know?
Does she live with him?
She doesn't. She was thinking about it, and then
so they're dating her. That's
they're dating
they
her, yeah. And they weren't a thing. They weren't an item for the last few months, but I think the thruple is getting back together from the last thing I heard. But I'm concerned that with all the Scientology weirdness, because those people are wild, and it's like they're out to get you. Like, they want to get you in, and I don't know what their purpose is, but it feels really culty to me.
What was that documentary?
But I'm like, but what's the purpose of, like, you getting me to, like, convert to Scientology? Like, do you get a prize, or because they're, like, pushing her hard for, like. Like, they want her to take these classes, and, like, she's doing it. And, you know, I've told her, I was like, that shit's whack. It is whack. She knows how I feel about it, so in case you ever listen to this. But it is whack. And I told her, I was like, I don't think you need to be getting into all this craziness. And she's like, I'm not. Like, you know, it's just, like, a thing, and I'm not really getting into it. But I was like, I think she's getting into it.
Has she seen this documentary? Do you remember the documentary?
Yeah, I told
that was
her.
Out
yeah.
With the actress.
Lena Dunham, right? Or
she's on, like, The King of Queens or whatever, right?
Oh, that lady, too.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
She, like, hosted it. And she was, like, blowing up their spot or whatever. And she was talking about how other people tried to do it, and they were getting, like, harassed. Their whole lives were getting harassed. And she was like, dude, come talk to me. And apparently, I don't know why she has some angle or something. I don't know. She's just not worried about them doing something to her.
I don't know, but it's like,
yeah, that's
right. I just don't, like Christianity and like whatever, that's weird, but it's been around for a long ass time.
Long time.
Like, this guy wrote a sci-fi book in what, the 60s? Oh, and then all of a sudden Scientology became a thing.
What's his name? What's this guy's name?
L. Ron Hubbard, I believe.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard, yeah. Such a trip.
Yeah, so it's just like, how was all of this built? All from like a book that this guy wrote. And then what is the motive behind getting people to join this? Because they're pushing her hard about it. And I'm just like, who cares? They like got her an apartment in Clearwater. It's like in a Scientology, like,
holy moly.
She's like renting from a Scientologist. And then also she's like working at like a holistic spa. That's owned by a Scientologist.
Dude, they're straight recruiters.
They are. And I'm like, but for what reason? Like, are you guys harvesting these people? Like, something to do with, like, aliens?
It's probably all money. It's like a pyramid scheme. You know?
Yeah, I think it's money.
In order to move up, you got to pay money to get to the next phase.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
it's
shit.
Like, they ask, like, you get, I don't know if it's
Tom Cruise just went straight to the top.
Well, he's Tom Cruise.
Well, yeah.
He did do Top Gun.
He's like, I'm not taking any of these classes. Here's the money. Me as the face.
He kicked open the big 16-foot double doors, mahogany, gorgeous doors, and he was like, help me help you.
Yep.
Help me help you.
Yeah, here.
Okay, what year did it become a religion?
What do we got, Ryan?
Well, it's Hubbard initially developed a set of ideas that he called Dianetics, which he represented as a form of therapy. An organization that he established in 1950 to promote it went bankrupt.
Oh.
And Hubbard lost the rights to his book, Dianetics, in 1952. He then recharacterized his ideas as a religion, likely for tax purposes, and renamed them Scientology. So it's literally just based off a book.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
That he lost the rights to and decided to just redo it and name it something else.
So I don't understand how, like, kind of like you said, like, I don't understand how it became such a thing, though. Like, how do you get people, like, to join your thing?
Ryan?
I'm sorry, I thought you were asking me. I don't know.
Yeah, Ryan, tell us all about it, Ryan.
Yeah, how do you get people to join your thing?
Yeah, just let me,
I don't know. This contractor that I worked with once, awful contractor, he and his wife are Scientologists now. I saw on his Instagram profile, he was like holding up this like plaque of like 100,000 hours of like classes or something like that. And I'm just like, what are they teaching you in these classes?
It's secret, right?
It is. It's like so top secret. Like, you can't even like walk in their like Scientology buildings and stuff without somebody being like, why are you here? Like, what are you doing? Like, it's,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's creepy.
I wouldn't want to interact. I wouldn't want them to ever, like, have any reason to, like, check me out.
Yeah. Well, they also have this, like, machine, I heard, that they, like, reads your, I don't know, like, your levels or something.
Your levels,
and they can
huh?
tell you, like, if you're, I don't know, like, what your aura looks like or something like that. I don't know. That's probably not right at all, but.
Like, they're reading your vibration?
Yeah, maybe, like, your vibrations, and they can tell you if you're, like, a good person or not. And I'm just like, okay, well.
Wow.
That sounds crazy. And then, like, what happened when Ron died? Like.
He's dead?
Yeah, I'm sure he's dead.
The guy who took over is the one, that lady, the actress. What's her name?
Lena Dunham.
Leah Remini.
Oh.
Leah Remini, something like that.
All right. The King of Queens lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, she knows the, like, leader?
Well, no, but she was, yeah, I mean, she doesn't, I don't know if she knows him or not, but she was the one who was talking about, I think his name's David something.
David Miscavige? I don't know
yep.
if that's how you say his
yep.
last name or not. But.
Miscavige, yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, she was talking about how he's, like, diabolical, and, like, he's, like, the stuff that he says, like, the way he tells people, you know, like, if you leave, if you try to leave, like, he's like, super threatening, and he gets them to, like, harass their whole lives. They
yeah.
show up and, yeah. Like,
I saw the documentary. Yeah, yeah. It's insanity.
It's insanity.
I haven't seen it in a long... haven't seen it in a long time because, I mean, it came out a while ago.
I don't know if it's still on there.
But it's kind of like also like the Church of Latter-day Saints. Like, those people are absolute psychos, too.
Yeah.
And their leader...
That one's a long time.
Yeah. A long time.
way before the 50s, right?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff's such a trip.
Yeah. But I like wonder what the Scientology stance is on like LGBTQA blah 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 and
like are you
like marriage like
are you allowed to be gay?
Yeah, and are you allowed to like not abide by like the typical rules of marriage?
Like, can gay people get married?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
No, I mean like.
Like, can you cheat on your wife?
Does bringing Tessa in as a third, like, is that a conflict of, like, their religion?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I forgot about the throuple thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not if they're doing it.
Well, and you know what's funny is their parents, both of their parents, don't know about Tessa. And they said that they would never be able to tell them about her. So that was just, like, an FYI, like, what they told her in the beginning was, like, just so you know, like, this is never going to be, like... You'll never be full on with us. Like, our parents can't know. And, yeah. So...
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is wild.
And what's even crazier is, like, think about somebody telling you that.
This is what's getting me going here.
Like, would you continue the relationship? Or would you be, like... That's cool. Like, I'm only doing it just for, like, shits and giggles. Or if you are thinking in your mind, like, I'm going to be with these people, both of these people for a long period of time. Like, I want their family to know who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think if the moment that somebody said, this is our, like, we like you and we want you to come hang out, I'd be like, okay. Pretty outside the box, but like, you know, if I'm down, I'm down. And then we started doing our little three
menage a trois.
Yeah, exactly. A little menage. And then they said, oh, by the by, this is our religion and we want you to like be in our religion. Then I would be like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I don't care anything about your religion. I don't want anything to do with your religion. I'll hang out with you guys and we can do whatever this is. And then that's it. And they'd be like, well, you got to be part of the relationship. And I'd be like, you're not even going to let me know about your family know about me. Like,
yeah,
this whole thing's super weird. You guys are super weird. I'm going to go.
That sounds.
And she's down.
Yeah.
She's
young, you know.
How old is she?
25, I think. 24.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
Some, like, Midwest.
I knew you were going to say the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Just some naive
place. They always get sucked into things, right? People from the Midwest.
Because they live under a damn rock out there.
Oh, is Ohio in the Midwest?
No, it's on the edge.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry,
like,
Tom, if you're listening to this.
Like, Western Ohio.
Tom's actually super smart.
Yeah, Tom's chill.
Yeah.
Tom's a G.
Yep.
He probably will listen to
this. We're not offending you. We hope.
I don't even get offended. They're
but you're right. People from the Midwest, like all like girls who are just so impressionable. It's like they come to Florida or any like bigger city and then they just get swallowed up whole.
Yeah.
They like start, they just believe anything. It's crazy.
I mean, I kind of get it. Like it's amazing. Because I feel like I have a decent head on my shoulders, and regardless of where I went, you know, like, the shiny things wouldn't get me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still being like, well, I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm not going to go into some whatever religion, some shit to hang out with you guys. Like, what, am I fucking crazy? Of course not. But as far as, like, you know, I totally lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
Girls from the Midwest.
Oh.
Guys, too, but, like,
oh, that's
girls.
What I was going to say. When you drive through that area, it truly is. It could be like 45 minutes, and you may see a house, and you're like, "Oh my God, there's a house out here." That's that girl.
Yeah. Do you know like a lot of porn stars are from the Midwest?
No way.
Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't.
They like move to California because they want to make it big as an actress, and then
they start porn. Banging.
Yep.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
Fucking for cash.
Yeah.
People always say that as a shit-talking thing, but honestly, it doesn't sound like a bad gig. I would
fuck. Oscar's available.
I would totally bang for cash.
Yeah,
I don't see what's wrong with it.
I'm pretty sure, like, the dudes get paid, like, nothing for that.
Really?
Yeah. It's because, I mean, just be honest, not the majority of people aren't watching porn, you know, for the dudes. Typically, the 90%.
Like the dudes are watching porn for the dudes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, saying like the probably the higher percentage.
Actually, there's
would be I don't know.
There's women that like to watch gay sex porn.
Women? Okay. The gay sex porn is different. Those guys do get
gay sex porn. Lots of money.
That shit pays.
But, yeah, supposedly.
But really, if I just went in there,
heterosexual porn. Well,
I wonder how much I could make a week. Like, how much do I make for one video?
But there was like some video.
Can we look that up, Ryan?
Yeah, there was some video on Instagram or something that some guy was interviewing an ex-porn star. She said that she got paid, it was something like $2,000 for this particular shoot, and the guy got paid $100.
$100?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I guess it's probably easier to find guys that would work, you know what I mean? To find girls that would work.
Pretty much any guy's going to be like,
$100? Hell yeah.
You'll pay me to bang this? Absolutely.
With my fuck stick?
That's exactly right, dude.
I'm sorry, what was I looking up?
I said, what was it? I said, will you look up, see, this is what happens when you smoke weed.
Everybody that's listening right now is like, oh my God.
They know. They're totally like, dude, come on. We'll just have to... I don't remember.
How much male porn stars get paid?
Yeah, what's the average pay for a male porn star in the United States?
50 cents. Because men are whores.
They'll fuck for free.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of women would, too, if it wasn't so like such a stereotype of, you know, women can be whores, but guys can't.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a lot of stigma that's attached behind that, so
they just don't want to be shamed.
Yeah,
but they're truly like they're not opposed to it at all.
Probably not.
They're like, dude, I love to fuck.
Yeah. All right,
the salaries of male porn stars in the U.S. range from $31,270 to $266,000, and the average is $68,000.
Wow, that's about what my purchasing job pays.
Let's see the. So you can.
I could make the same.
But like,
money
how
I'm
many
right
days
now.
A week do you have to work?
Like, how much banging are we doing?
Yeah.
Probably an uncomfortable amount.
Probably.
It kind of starts to hurt after a while. It doesn't.
I was gonna ask you that.
You think it hurts on the peen, but it doesn't hurt on the peen. It hurts on the balls.
Oh.
It's like the flexing of that
muscle, yeah, that attaches them.
That makes it shoot. When you flex that muscle, it's the same muscle that you would stop your pee with.
Yeah.
For me, like, that muscle gets tired. It starts to like cramp up a little bit. After a while, like, it's starting to hurt.
Yeah, there was a guy that it was like a world record. He was attempting a world record to have, I don't know the number, sex with such like large number of women in a 24-hour period that he ended up going to the hospital. And
did he die?
He had some serious problems.
He had penis problems?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was bad.
How could you even get hard that many times? Or, like, stay hard? Well, Viagra? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Viagra shooter?
Shooter?
Viagra shooter. What? Ryan, you said that all too casually, like, and too familiarly.
Oh, man.
Ryan's college days.
Viagra shooters all night.
Viagra shooters, dude. Viagra beer pong. Oh, my God. If anyone decides to try any of this, definitely maybe take a little vid and send it to us. Or call in.
We Viagra?
Can talk about it. Yeah. No, I mean Viagra shooters or Viagra beer pong.
Oh.
Our college, who knows? College kids may be doing that.
They probably are.
Do you know what's weird? Like, we were like the same age as college kids, and like, just like everyone says it happened, you know, like everything, we knew what was going on, and we know, and now
we don't know.
Now we probably didn't even realize we don't know until we just mentioned it right now. Like, yeah, like, what are college parties like, fuck, I don't know,
dude. Some of the things that these like 20 year olds and I would say like 25 and younger do are so fucking weird.
Tell me something. What do you mean?
Like, it's weird to me how, like, crazy people are into, like, ASMR now.
What's that again? Is that like bondage and shit?
No, no. It's like where you like to like listen and to noises and like feel things. It's like you like stick your hand in like something and you like the way it feels, and like people like make videos of it, and they like make videos of like whispering.
It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Yeah, it's so like big yeah. with autistic people and stuff.
So everyone from the ages of 18 to 25 are autistic now.
Apparently, and humans have an autistic stage in their life. That's what it is.
Oh, so they're all into this like whispering in the mic, and I'm gonna whisper, and then I'm gonna crunch on like pickles and chips, and like they like to hear stuff like that.
I mean, I get
they
that.
Like watch videos. I don't like people are like. Really attached to like looking up YouTube videos of things like this, and like Annabelle has like certain things that she likes to watch, like people like vacuuming or like she was watching these like dread baths where people would like give like wash people's dreads, and I was just like, that's just so bizarre. Like
she just likes to watch it.
Yeah, like she like watches really like calming things, but then there's people who want to like listen to those noises. Really like love the way something sounds, and it's like when I was when we were young, it was just like cool. I like that noise, or yeah. like I like the way that feels, or yeah. I like the way grass smells after it's cut. It wasn't right. like this whole like weird obsession, like where they're like,
I definitely in their wouldn't sit down and watch right. a thing on it.
Or... In their free time, they're just like looking up like women whispering or like people vacuuming? Eating pickles. That, yeah,
that's a thing.
Vacuuming, cleaning. People make like cleaning videos. I'm like, dude, are you joking me? I could be making so much money.
So I'm saying I can make videos of myself doing this and people will watch this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to work every day.
I know. They're the weird it's like the weirdest things that you get paid for these days. But yeah, I think that's like one of the things I think is weird. Plus they're like really open with their sex lives, and I think like with their friends, and I think that's also interesting from like
more open than
they're
normal.
Like, yeah, I feel like they're a lot of them are just like very like younger people are just so open with like what they like and what they dislike, which is kind of like refreshing, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
Cause you don't have to like beat around the bush. But, yeah, I'm like her and her friends are like, so like they have like a thread where they like share naked photos or like, really? What do you think about this? I'm going to send this. And I'm just like, what?
For real?
Yeah. I'm Whoa. Like, that's so bizarre. And then like guys too, just like openly talking like,
and so I'm she'll just, have, like, her friend, who's a dude, like, just, like, throw a dick pic in the thread and be like,
no.
Yo, do you guys think this looks good? Like, does my dick look good
yeah,
here?
Yeah. Send it.
And she's like, yes, that looks so good. Like, your dick looks
channel. No, it's, like, her and her girlfriends.
Okay.
But I was still, like.
Well, that makes more sense. Girls always be getting naked together.
Yeah, I guess. But I just feel like. I don't know. No? Yeah.
They do. They're, yeah, always, but, they're always sticking their tits out together. And you're just but, like, it's like no big deal. I'm like, man, there's so many titties everywhere.
I don't remember like talking about like in sexual detail with like my friends or like when I was that age or even like being like, let me send you this nude. Tell me what you think about it before I send it to this guy.
I've never heard anyone doing that.
Yeah.
That's true. Has she ever sent you one? And been like, do you think this looks good?
Annabelle? Yeah. No. No.
No. I'll be friends with Annabelle.
I don't think it's going to work like that, but.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
She still have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's also unfortunate.
They're in love.
Oh, whatever.
They're getting married.
They don't even know how to spell love.
They're going to get a dog.
Oh, here we go.
Have a couple kids.
Once they get a dog, then they're...
It's over.
See, you know what? You know what this is? I fondly refer to what you're talking about as it's playing house.
Oh, playing house. That's what Ryan and I do.
Dude, this is... They're playing house. And everyone gets a kick out of playing house until you realize what it's like to actually live with somebody's stank ass.
For sure. And then you're at that point in the playing house where you're shaking the dolls and banging their head up against...
You're like,
against the walls.
You know, this playhouse has a lot of holes in the wall now.
Yeah. Their bathroom doors off the hinges.
This This house is, this playhouse is now literally off the hook.
It's off the hook.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know.
Ours would be such a funny playhouse.
Yours and Ryan's?
We have Billy just chilling.
Billy's your, you guys are kind of in a throuple.
We are. Really? Except for that we don't have sex with Billy.
Oh, yeah, you don't have sex with Billy.
But other than that, we are totally in a throuple.
That's a big part of the throuple, though.
Yeah.
Is the banging.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like banging the guy. She only wants to bang the girl.
Kind of.
So she just puts up with the D there?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, God, give me this thing.
Can you imagine?
No, dude.
Like,
because all I'm picturing, here's what I'm picturing. I'm just picturing two women, like, kind of like on the bed, you know, and like they're you know, like sitting on their feet kind of position.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just there, like standing on the bed.
Like, how awkward for him.
Yeah, with his hands like on his waist, just like with his peen stuck out, with his boner just kind of like sitting out there and like around their faces, like, here you go. And they're like, ah, geez, this guy with his fucking guy out here. I gotta tend to it.
Can somebody please just get him off real quick so we can get back to what we're doing?
I think that's
probably the, like, mine. The mind, well, the, wife, the mind thought, the well, thought.
Well, his wife likes it, though.
I guess.
She loved that thing.
Probably.
That's what she married it.
Yeah.
Well, him, but, you know.
Not his thing.
She didn't marry his dick.
Yeah.
Maybe she did.
Maybe.
Maybe she was like, honestly, I could take or leave the dude, but this dick is fucking tops.
Yeah.
I bet that
it totally happens. Unfortunately, it's just like you have to listen to the person talk and like.
I don't think I could do that.
No.
It sounds.
You can't do that.
This is sexist.
Nobody can do that. Guys can't even do that.
This is sexist, but I do, honestly, I do feel like this is one of those things that's like a gender thing. Like, when, to me it sounds, I mean, to me it sounds way worse to have to put up with a dude because you love his dick than. Well, I don't know. Actually, it sounds pretty bad both ways. Because, like, putting up with a chick who you just like to bang, but she sucks, is the worst.
Yeah, because why would you do that? There's plenty of other chicks out there. Her pussy isn't golden.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
so do you think women marry dudes for their dick?
No. I think women marry dudes for their money.
They do marry dudes for their money. That's true.
And
I would marry a lady for her money.
Because they love... Or the other, you know, the other part of that population, which is small, is because they actually are in love with them.
If a really rich lady wanted to marry me,
yeah, would you do it
for her money?
Yeah,
yeah.
But would you? What about like the stipulations that come with that? Like, what if she was like, you have to be loyal to me, and I'm going to put a fucking tracker on you? Because these days, people will be crazy with those trackers and putting like, I'm gonna put an AirPod in your.
People do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that
it's against the law.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure Apple updated that now. So if you have someone else's AirPods in your car, it sends you a notification that you're traveling with.
Oh, is that why that AirPods. Notification
I've
came up?
That. Yeah,
people are like kidnapping people or some shit.
Well, because you know you can get in trouble if you leave like an AirTag in someone's car and they don't know. But you could probably get away with, oh, I left my AirPods in there on accident. You know what I mean? And you can still track it, technically. So now that I think the new Apple update, they made it so it notifies the other person.
Okay, so what if she was like, you have to be loyal to me, though?
Honestly, that's the same kind of thing. Like, I just don't understand how people get themselves in these kooky situations. Because if anyone said anything like, yeah, like, I got a fucking shitload of money, and you're welcome. You know, I'm going to give you a shitload of money. I'm going to deck you out. I'm going to buy you all the things you want, you know, and we can travel and... It's going to be dope, you know, but you got to bang me real good. You know?
Real good.
Oh, like, whenever, you know, even though I'm gross and like, yeah, I mean, that's one thing I kind of figure that goes with it. Like, that's why I'm there to begin with. But like anything beyond that, I'm going to track you. I'm going to keep tabs on you. Anything like that, dude, she wouldn't even have to finish this sentence.
And you'd be like, nah.
Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
No.
Because it's not worth it.
This is a straight up trade, dude. I'll bang you, and you fucking give me mad money.
Yeah.
And we'll hang out. We can be seen in public. That's the deal on the table. For anyone listening.
If anybody wants to call in.
If anyone.
We still don't have a number.
We don't have a number or a phone, but you can call.
You can email. If you want to be with Oscar, please send him an email.
If you are loaded and you want a fuckboy, I will be your fuckboy.
That's the trade.
That's the trade. D's pretty good. I mean, it's not like porn level, but it's you know. No one's ever said, oh, no, that's it? That would be such a bummer.
Honestly.
Ah, jeez, for like, real, dude?
What?
Like that, if she said that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, like, I want to hear some of the lines that women have said to men, and then, like...
About their Ds?
Yeah, but also, do you think they hear it, like, multiple times? You know what I mean? So then they're like... Like, it... And if you hear something multiple times and you still don't believe it, like...
About your body?
Yeah, about your body, or about, like, your performance.
Oh, the performance.
Yeah. Like, if girls say the same things, like, wouldn't you get the hint after a while?
You'd think so.
Like, that's probably a real situation, you know? Like, you guys with micro penises, for instance. Like, damn. I got myself into that situation one time.
You did?
Yeah. And I was like, whew. Well, I have to wash my hair.
That's because, what you said?
Yeah.
I have to wash my hair.
Well, at the time, I worked at Wing House. And at Wing House,
I got all this sauce in here.
You're not allowed to wear your hair up. You have to wear your hair down. You're not allowed to wear like barrettes in it or like clips or half up, half down. Like you had to wear your hair down. That was like one of the rules. It might not be like that anymore, but that was one of the rules at the time. Also, you weren't allowed to have tattoos, but I mean, fuck, where are they going to find anybody these days that doesn't have tattoos, you know?
Facts.
So I don't think that's a rule anymore, but, if you did have a tattoo, you had to, like, cover it up with that makeup, like, paint stuff. But, anyways, yeah. So, I did have to work the next day, but I didn't need to wash my hair. Obviously, that was just an excuse because his pants were off and I was, like, you know, kind of, like, going on down there. And then I was like, whoa.
It was hard.
Yeah.
Real small.
Oh my god, it was the tiniest thing I've ever seen.
How big was it?
I mean, maybe like that.
Really?
Yeah. How many inches do you think that is?
That's about. Well, you keep making it smaller.
It was tiny.
That's about
like that.
That's about 2.5 to 3 inches.
Yeah, it was not good. I mean, in like, does that constitute a micro penis or is that just a small dick? Like, Ryan, can you look that up?
One in this. What constitutes a micro penis? Ryan's search is going to be so weird now.
Dude, Google's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Chloroforms
yes.
Next.
Yes,
dude. Scientology, micro penises. Yeah. LGBT, transgender.
Doc goes like, this guy's a real, real interesting character. We got.
They're watching us now.
It's a penis that measures 3.67 inches or less.
Yeah. So yeah. And
this description.
What do we got here, Ryan? Let's
this is an adult, a penis that measures 3.6 inches or less when gently stretched.
Gently stretched. Don't they mean erect?
Maybe it doesn't actually.
It doesn't ever erect. No,
they're saying just silly putty it out.
Oh.
And then check it out.
Oh my god, can you imagine what it looked like not hard?
It looked like a nub. It looked like a bubble gum in an afro.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
And I was like, mm-mm. Mm. Yeah.
How big around was it? Like a finger?
I mean, no, probably a little bit more than that. Maybe like a pinky in your...
Like my thumb?
No, a little bit more.
About like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
I got my index finger and my thumb pinched together like I'm holding a joint. And that thickness right there.
Yeah.
And
it was embarrassing.
And about 3 inches.
Not for me. I mean, it was kind of embarrassing for me.
It's an awkward situation for sure.
Yeah.
I've definitely been in a situation one time.
You know what we did? I have to tell you the rest of the story because it's kind of sad. And I was really like, wow, what the fuck just happened? Like, I'm such a nice person that I didn't even just like, I didn't even just like leave, you know? I wasn't like, okay, bye. I'm going to go wash my hair. I was like, well, I guess we could like have a drink or something and then I'll like go home and, you know, do what I got to do. So then we went to a bar together and had a drink before I left to go home.
Oh, jeez.
Can you imagine being that guy? Like, how many times has this happened to him?
Like, every time.
Like, every time, right?
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
There's, like, I forget what movie it is. Oh, it's you ever seen that movie, Semi-Pro, with Will Ferrell?
No.
Okay, well, he's like, in the 70s, and he's owns a basketball team. But anyway, one of the announcers, is banging the other announcer's wife. And it's like this that he knows about it, but they don't talk about it kind of thing. And he says something about a dick, you know, and it's something having a small dick. And he's just like, well, no one likes that. And he's like, oh, you know, he's like, you know, it's a some women like men with small penis. And he's like, that's not true. That's not true at all. And he's like, I'll introduce you to Mrs. Pepperfield later tonight. And that's his wife. So he's saying he has a small penis, but she's banging him. So obviously she doesn't like the small penis. And I've never heard a lady say. It's fine. I've heard people say I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. But maybe they've never seen one.
That small. You know, Annabelle's also almost slept with a guy who had a micro penis, and she had an excuse that she came up with, too.
What was her excuse?
I can't remember.
She had to go.
Yeah, but she had to go. Whatever it was.
Damn.
I know, and I was like, what a sad, like, it's so sad.
You can't get a penis add-on, I don't think.
Yeah. You can get a penis put on if you're a woman and want to be a man, but you can't get a penis add-on?
I think if you have enough money at this day and age, you could get a penis swap out.
Yeah.
So you just be normal Oscar.
I don't think they do that.
Are you looking it up?
What if they couldn't, like, match your skin tone?
It's not going to match my skin tone. That's what I was going to say. It's going to be normal Oscar, and then BBC. It's a giant black dick.
Oh, I thought you were just going to get, like, a normal white person one.
I mean, I would at least get, like, a normal Latin person one so it matched.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think girls, like
giant
huge
penises?
Giant penises.
Porno-style giant?
They just don't. No. It hurts in lots of positions.
Right.
Yeah. It's like not enjoyable. It's like hitting your cervix and literally going to cause you to like have an aneurysm and die.
It's uncomfortable. It seems uncomfortable.
Like you don't need a penis that big.
Right.
When people are like, my penis is so big. I'm like, probably not. But if it was, cool.
Yeah. There's a...
You're not sticking it in my ass. I can tell you that.
That seems crazy.
Yeah. Can you imagine...
Sure can't. Don't want to.
Okay.
That's not good.
Exactly.
Not good.
And it's like, so congratulations with your 10-inch dick.
What are you going to do with that thing?
Yeah, what are you going to... Not me.
Most people would be like, oh, fuck.
I'm not trying to, like, have a baby.
Right. Yeah, seriously. You're going to, like, do damage with that thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have one of those.
Me either.
You don't have one either? That's good.
I'm really glad I don't have one at all. Yeah. What is Ryan looking? Oh yeah, the penis transplant.
Can you swap your penis out for a bigger penis?
That I don't think is a thing. No. They can kind of do a transplantation.
How do they give chicks dicks?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you can just throw a dick on a chick now,
can you do that?
Can you just throw a dick on me then? Not me, but yeah.
Also, how do they give men vaginas that have feeling?
I heard that they just push it inside out. That's what I heard.
What?
That's what I heard.
That sounds like somebody was just pulling your leg.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the thing. They invert your dick. I'm pretty sure. And it becomes a
vagina. And that's your sleeve. That's where they... Right in there.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
That's
but
creepy to
I've
think about.
I've heard the
about.
Same thing, so...
So if you have a 10-inch... dick, then you have a 10-inch deep vagina.
Yeah. That thing goes for days.
No, she's not a vagina for that person.
That is hot dog down a hallway. For show.
Jeez. Doesn't sound good.
No.
Plus, like, also the skin that I feel, like, is on the outside of mine, doesn't feel like the inside of a lady.
Yeah, and how are you going to get it to be moist?
Yeah. My dick, I guess my dick perspires. Do you sweat on your dick?
What?
Does your dick have sweat glands?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I've never noticed if my... I figured if my dick was wet
your
from
balls
sweat,
are.
My balls have sweat glands?
Yeah.
This is a lot of interesting stuff we're talking about. Who knows?
I'm not a doctor.
Indeed. Neither am I.
Unfortunately. I mean, kind of. Not really. I don't think I'd want to be a doctor.
It seems like way
too much responsibility. It sounds really, yeah, and really stressful. And
yeah. It's just too much responsibility. It's the same reason I don't want to have kids. It's just too much, man.
Like, it's of course they get paid that much money. Like, they're the ones that keep the world going.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like somebody was just talking about a surgeon the other day. They know who's a heart surgeon. And they said their most famous case was someone that the person knew. And it was a baby who was born with a heart on the outside of their body. And this lady put the heart inside. And they weren't expected to live. And now they're like 9 years old.
That's crazy.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
She should get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
She's unbelievably talented. Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy that there's so many people who are extremely talented in their fields now versus how it used to be? Because people didn't have, like, those opportunities and there wasn't multiple ways for them to learn. Or travel, you know, it wasn't as easy.
There wasn't as much access.
Right, there wasn't as much access, and now thanks to the internet and computers and the systems that we have, so many more people can be, you know, what they're made to be.
And there's so many epic people.
Yeah, so it's like normally like blah-bitty-blah, Barbara wouldn't have known that she could be a heart surgeon because she was never going to be given those opportunities as like a woman, you know, because women weren't doctors.
She would have just been like the general manager of Penny Shoes or something.
So nobody would have pushed her to like find out what she loved to do or asked her like, hey, what do you want to do? You know,
they would assume she wanted to do skirt work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Did you know that women actually could not refused to have sex with their husbands until 1993 was when the bill was passed to say that women can refuse sex with their husbands. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You had to?
So before that, like, you couldn't say, like, your husband raped you. Or, yeah. Jeez. 1993. Whoa. People forget that there's a lot of things, like, women couldn't have their own credit card until, like, the 80s. Or what? Get a loan. Yeah.
Women, no way.
Yeah. You weren't allowed to have a credit card or your own bank account until, like, the 80s without somebody else being on your bank account.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because, God forbid, you're not smart enough to control your own money. That's crazy.
That's crazy. You'll sell the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Being a man's pretty all right.
Yeah.
Moral of that story.
Being a white man's the best.
Ryan.
Ryan knows.
What's it like day in the life of a white man?
Well, you know, I don't...
We rule everything. That's what you're supposed to say.
He's being humble.
Yeah.
It is tiresome being in charge of everything, though. It's a lonely world, you know?
So lonely at the top?
It is. But, you know.
Drake says it's not.
Drake's not white, though.
He doesn't know.
You're right.
Honestly, Drake can be as famous and rich as he could possibly get. He'll never be a white man. He'll never have it.
Did you hear that, Drake?
Yeah, you hear that, Drake?
You listening?
Spitting facts. He's gonna write such a hateful rap about me, probably.
That would be dope.
It would. Maybe.
He's going to talk shit, though. All the hotties late listen to Drake. They'll be like, you're the guy he was talking shit on. Then they definitely won't fuck with me.
Nope.
Dang.
And Drake said you had a micro penis.
Oh, man. You think you do that? That's fucked up. But I can disprove that. That's not a problem. I got the proofs in my pudding.
It's going to be in her pudding if she believes you.
Well, I don't know. I better just stop talking for that. But yeah. So let's see here. Where are we at with time here? We're about
an hour 20.
Nice, pretty good.
This podcast is going to be 10 hours long. Yeah, I hope you all are enjoying it.
I was thinking, yeah, exactly. You guys you might want to get some snacks. We're going to be here for a while. No, just kidding. Yeah. I think this one went well. I like having the microphone.
Me too.
I kind of wish I hadn't waited so long to set this up. And it's nice having Ryan. Ryan was able to search everything that we wanted. Everything went nice and smooth. This was our trial run, everybody. So we were working out our kinks here. Aside from me losing my train of thought because of the weed. I think it was pretty good. Oh, and I fumbled on the microphone a couple times. These things are sensitive. Like, watch. If I just move the stand just a little bit, listen. You can hear everything, so I got to figure that out. But otherwise, yeah. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being a friend.
Thanks for being a friend.
Thanks for being a friend.
Ryan loves that noise. You should have seen his face.
That is not Ryan's favorite ASMR.
If you want to watch Ryan cringe, you make that face. I mean, make that sound.
Maybe next week we'll eat something.
Yeah, you guys
nah,
can.
Nah.
Some pasta, some chicken cacciatore.
I love the way chicken cacciatore sounds.
In a pot?
That's what they'd say.
Yeah. In the pot.
Yeah. When you stir chicken cacciatore, it makes such an amazing, glorious sound. That is weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
Maybe I'll get me a young girl and she can teach me the ways of. I'll come home and she'll be watching somebody vacuuming.
Hopefully she's vacuuming.
Yeah, hopefully mine's vacuumed.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can get some tips from this lady. Learning all her moves.
Yeah.
So you can try them out in here. Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for this time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being here, you guys. I think this went really well. Except Bosch will be here next time. Except for Bosch. He said, yeah, tomorrow sounds good.
And then April Fools.
Yeah, he April Fooled us a day early.
Psych.
So... He's probably playing banjo or something with his family. His family's like the Partridge Family. There's like literally like 17 of them. And they all play an instrument. And some of them are like those odd little like unknown stringed instruments, you know, that they have funny names. And
Mandolin.
Yeah, or like the weirder ones with odd shapes, you know, and they know how to play them. And you're just like, what the hell is going on right now? It was so crazy. The first time I was over there, just more and more people kept coming and picking up an instrument. And I was like, what is happening? It was incredible. Pretty cool. So that's where Bosch probably is right now. As his pop says, we're going to pick a few. So anyway, all right. Well, we'll be back in a month. We'll have stuff to talk about.
Email us.
You can email us. Let's see. We're going to make a new email. It's going to be called Livin' Podcast. What do we want to say? Livin' Podcast. I think that's probably good. I think that probably...
That sums it up right there.
I think, yeah, I was just going to try to come up with something
clever.
At gmail.com. Yeah, I was going to try to come up with something clever. Like,
As long as it's not taken,
livin'podcast@gmail.com. If it's taken, then who knows who you're going to
be. Livin.podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, maybe livin.podcast@gmail.com. All right. LIVIN. Yep. We'll see y'all next time. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.